The Jim Real Estate Company is open for business, and we are working with gym owners across the United States. If you are a gym owner that needs assistance with either leasing or you want to pursue purchasing a building, please hit us up on Instagram at Jim Real Estate. Guys, traditional brokerage firms, what you've been using in the past is underserving the fitness community. 100%. Brokerage firms are the biggest fucking racket. They essentially forward a bunch of emails, schedule a tour of the facility. They look over the lease, but they never really give you fitness industry specific guidance. And then once they collect their commission check, they're gone. I couldn't stand that racket in 2016 when I purchased my building, which later allowed me to retire in 2021 from gym ownership. So when I was done with gym ownership and I needed something else to do, I instantly thought of creating a firm that was not a brokerage firm. That was a commercial real estate and business consulting firm specifically for the fitness industry. We help you with site selection, operational capacity, establishing your projections and financials based on the location and based on your pre-sale, which we also help you with. Then we sit down and we help you facility layout and understand exactly how to be successful in this location with your model. It's the perfect intersection of commercial real estate experience and the fitness business industry experience that I have with over 15 years. Please, if you are doing anything in real estate, leasing or buying, I'd love to have a conversation with you. Let's just book a quick free discovery call. Shoot me a DM on Instagram at Jim Real Estate.
What is up, guys? It is Stu, and it is another episode of the What the Fuck Gym Talk podcast. If your business isn't where you want it to be, unfortunately, you don't get to do all the things you want to do. I truly believe, at least for me, when I decided I really wanted to own my own business, it was solely because I sought this, do what you want to do when you want to do it, right? Within legality realms and practicality realms and things like that. However, there are owners out there right now that cannot do what they want to do when they want to do it, even to a small degree, take a four-day vacation, afford X, Y, or Z, blah, whatever it may be. But when you talk about the sacrifices you have to make for them to, you know, catch up to where they should be, it's not there. Very informal setting where I'd say 70% of us were fitness gym owners, former gym owners, current owners, whatever it was, just having beers, talking shop. And, you know, someone said something like, yeah, I'm real strict. I do this is how my day is. I haven't been to like a wedding in 4 years. I only take one vacation per year. You know, I don't go out on the weekends. I'm not in fantasy football. I haven't been to a concert. Like, the dude was just real strict in what he's in his routine because he's not to where he wants to be yet. And he was kind of, you know, laying out his discipline habits. And another gym owner chimed in and goes, dude, I don't know why you do it like that. Why would you ever make your life so miserable you don't enjoy anything that's fun? You know, isn't that the whole point of owning your own business? Like I'm not where I want to be at either, but I would never do those things. So that's what the other gym owner says. He kind of just chimes in saying like, yeah, I kind of have a completely different approach to this whole thing. And I didn't say anything while, you know, people were kind of all throwing in their two cents. I generally like to wait till I'm asked or wait till there's like a nice break. And then finally it kind of came around and my thought was this, it really wasn't one way or the other, but it was, if you are not where you want to be and where you want to be is of a high enough priority for you, it's not hard to make those sacrifices. So the gym owner that said, yeah, I'm still going to go out with my buddies. I'm still going to take a trip to Vegas or I'm going to do this, even though I'm not where I want to be. That's fine. All he's saying is being to where I want to be just is not that big of a priority. I'd rather kind of be where I am now, which is okay, but still do all this stuff. Whereas the other owner just was very clear in his priority. He goes, well, I'm just not at this point yet, so I'm not doing these things. It was very much an if-then statement. And I respected both. I did. I didn't find fault in either one of those. However, the gentleman that said, yeah, I'm not where I want to be and I wouldn't sacrifice all the fun, at least he owns it and he understands, I accept where I'm not where I want to be. Too many of us still like, no, I'm not where I want to be yet. And it frustrates me. And I wake up at night in cold sweats. And, you know, I get embarrassed when I go to business seminars and everyone's sharing numbers and I suck. But they don't have the discipline of the first guy. It is okay to be less disciplined and to fuck off and have more fun, as long as you're cool with where you're at. But if you're not cool with where you're at, and that truly does it, it is a priority for you. Like, you need to be there because you want it, or you actually need it for your family, your viability, your livelihood. Then no, I'm sorry. You have not earned the ability to fuck off and have a lot of fun yet. I've seen owners who had a ton of fun when they first started the business and it wasn't real serious and they fucked off and they did okay. They had the early, you know, the beginner gain success, and then it leveled off heavy. We all know that. We all know the gym that like can't get past 120 members. They've been there for 4 years. And it's generally because they fucked off in the beginning, which I'm not gonna lie. Some of us are able to kind of jump into a business depending on when we started it, kind of half-assed, and we can still have a decent amount of success. But we're going to plateau at the margins of where the average person levels off, or the below average person levels off. And if you want to take it to the next level, like you generally want that to be a priority, you've got to do shit that next level people do. Like it's so funny. Whenever I do a podcast with you guys, I'm talking about drinking whiskey and I joke around about fucking party, like whatever. You know, I'm in fucking bed. My fiance busts my balls. I'm in bed by like 8:45 every night. It's at 8:30. I pop my nighttime vitamins, the shit that helps me stay asleep. I'm in bed. I'm chilling. I'm winding down. I'm hopefully asleep by like 9:15. I wake up at 4 a.m. Like that's just, and you know why? Because I'm not where I want to be. I have a consistent routine that allows me to show up every day to do the shit that I need to do. But if I was good, I was like, I'm not really chasing anything right now. I'm good. That was, be honest with you, that was me last year. Training for the marathon. You know, the first half of 2023, I didn't do shit. I mean, I kept the book of business client-wise, but I went to the gym for like 3 to 3.5 hours a day. I was balls deep in just, I mean, I'd just spend the day researching, you know, all the different things on running and endurance and tempo. And I was so into my own fitness and my own training and preparation for the marathon. I just took like an entire 6-month vacation from work. I mean, I still worked, but I mean, not a lot, not compared to what I typically would or what I do now, but I was okay. I was like, hey, I'm fine. I'm not really pursuing any big metrics right now financially. I'm good. Things are okay. I'm going to take, you know, 6 months to just fuck around and enjoy fitness. I haven't enjoyed my own fitness in a while, but I was okay with where I was at. If like you fast forward to now where there's new opportunities and things that I want to make sure that I take advantage of in this moment, and fitness is now not the priority. It still happens. You know, I go to the gym Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Monday and Fridays are off. And then Saturday and Sunday, I go to the gym. So that's 5 days a week. I'm still in there first thing in the morning, walking in the door at 5 a.m., knocking it out. But I'm not doing my 3-hour long tempo trainings anymore. I mean, like I'm still doing tempo training, but I'm doing consolidated 60 minutes, you know, maybe 90, maybe on a light day, like where I don't have other shit going on. That's because I'm not content with where I'm at right now, because I have opportunities and things on the horizon that I want to make sure to capture. I don't want that shit to pass me by. So for any of you guys currently that, again, you're not where you want to be and you're good with it, carry on, bro. Do you. You do you, boo-boo. I'm fucking pumped for you. As long as you're happy, I'm cool. Like, but it's with the owners that are not happy. Or the owners that say like, yeah, I'm not where I'm going to be, but then their actions don't map. Right? Their actions don't map like of what somebody who wants to be there would do. And they bitch about it. Or they make side comments like these. Like some people don't even like straight up bitch. just like, oh, it must be nice for so-and-so to be able to do that. Or, yeah, I haven't been able to take a vacation or whatever. Or like, yeah, well, it must be easy if you have $50,000 a month of monthly recurring revenue. Like, shut the fuck up. If you want it, do the things that you need to do to get it. And it's not hard. I'm not going to lie. Whatever you do, let's say you're making $20,000 a month right now. All right. And that's not a lot. Or that's lower than what you need it to be. Let's put it that way. Do you know the difference between you and someone doing $40,000 a month is? It's literally smarter work. That's all it is. And by smart, I mean the ability to prioritize and problem solve. That's it. They prioritize their shit better, and they're better at problem solving than you. Inherently themselves or through proxies of other people, they get problems solved faster, more efficiently. That's the biggest difference. It's not your market. It's not your budget. It's not your blah, blah, blah. Fuck off. It's none of that. It's the variables of that person versus the variables of you. It has nothing to do with the outside factors. I don't care what your outside factors are. It's you. And if you're like any of those two gym, like you got to figure out which one of those two gym owners I talked about in the beginning of the story that you resonate with. And there's not a winner. There's not a winner and a loser there. They were both content with their actions. One was working very diligently and strict. One was being more lax. Because they were both content with, or they were both were very clear with what they wanted. The one's like, I don't want to do anything more right now. I want to have fun. The other one is, I want to be at the next level and I want to be there yesterday. So as long as you're clear on what's up and you're real with yourself and have that self-awareness, then the map should, and as long as the actions map to what you want, you're good and you'll likely get it as long as you work smart, not hard. That's the other thing too is, I see like, oh, work 16-hour days. I'm like, fuck, I can, without even knowing, I know you are fucking not working efficiently all 16 hours. When you work 16 hours, it's generally, it's very, very hard for a gym owner to have 16 hours a day of work if it's efficient. In the early stages, if you're wearing more hats, that's different. For those of you guys that have a decent org chart built out, then there's inefficiency if you're still throwing 16 hours in. I promise you. Promise. All right. That's all I got for today, guys. Until I talk to you in the next podcast, have a great fucking day.